As our wheat is drying out, we're kicking into gear on wheat harvest. Now, one setting on your combine that may not get a great deal of attention is the cutter bar height. The height of your wheat stubble can make a big difference on next year's crop, so let's take a few minutes and chat about it. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So K-State has been researching wheat stubble for several years on the K-State Experiment Station in Tribune. Actually, this research has been ongoing since 2007. This research includes both low-cut stubble and high-cut stubble treatments, as well as the use of a stripper head for wheat harvest. Then it takes these different stubble heights and looks at the effect on next year's corn or sorghum crop. Now, wheat residue is really important in our crop rotation for many reasons. It provides numerous benefits, including evaporation suppression, delayed weed growth, improved capture of winter snowfall, and soil erosion reduction. Now, stubble height also affects the wind velocity profile, the surface radiation, and surface soil temperatures, all of which affect our evaporation and our winter snow catch. So let's talk about the stubble heights of this research. So the optimal, or what we're going to call high cutter bar height, is the height necessary to maximize both the grain harvested and the standing stubble that's remaining. Now, typically, that's about two-thirds of the total wheat plant height. Let me say that again. Typically, that's about two-thirds of the total plant height. Now, we have shortcut stubble treatment, which is half of what we just talked about, so about a third of the total plant height, and the third treatment was harvested with a stripper head. So, for example, in 2017, the high-cut stubble was 20 inches, the low-cut stubble was 10 inches, and the stripper stubble was around 30 inches. So when we looked at the corn yields following the wheat in that wheat-corn fallow rotation, the corn yields in the high-cut stubble and stripper stubble were significantly higher than the low-cut stubble. So when you look at the whole study averaged across the years from 2007 clear up to 2017, the corn yields were 9 bushel higher with the high-cut stubble and the stripper stubble than what was cut in the low-cut stubble. So 9 bushels higher with either one of those tall-cut stubbles versus the low-cut stubble. Biomass was also greater in the taller stubble, meaning those corn plants were just bigger and more robust, and the water use efficiency was also greater in the taller stubble, meaning that you get more bushels of corn per inch of soil water and rainfall. Now, the corn yield difference did not show up as much in the wetter years, and 2017 was a great example of that. In the 2017 growing season, we had above normal precipitation with more than 4 inches received in April, May, and July. So this produced above average yields, and we didn't really see the difference in the stubble heights. But in drier years, that's where those stubble heights really seem to shine. Now, if we switch crops to discuss grain sorghum, that story is just a little bit different. When averaged across the years from 2007 to 2017, the highest sorghum yields were obtained in the high-cut stubble, but they were not significantly greater than the other stubble heights. Now, we know that grain sorghum is more drought-tolerant, so we would not be expecting that large yield differences in the drier years as we do with corn. Since we're now focused on wheat harvest, we may not be thinking about next year's corn crop as much. However, with a little change at this time to a higher cut wheat stubble, or about two-thirds of the total wheat height, it could really make a big difference in our 2020 corn harvest. If you would like to read more about this research study, I have it posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also have this article posted on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.